Shintari Aleph, Mishabura and Sif Aleph. So Mishabura Sukhatan Aleph. So the same way there's the process of Bittul when you're talking about a member of the Chotzer not being Ma'ariv, there's a similar process of Bittul when you're talking about a Chotzer in the Mavi not being Mishtatev. Which we discussed halachas of bittul prior, so it works over here also that we can do that. So they can, if one of the chetzeris was not mishtatev, the other, they can be mevatel to the other rishuyos, the other chetzeris, or the other chetzeris can be mevatel rishuyos to them, even though they're rabbim. So I think I translated this wrong when I read it on Tuesday. We had before halacha by chotzer that bit only works to either one person to the whole group, or the whole group to one person, but the group cannot be mevatel to two people, because even after you do the bittul, you end up with two people which still need an eruv, and that's not a valid bittul. So over here, the multiple chetzeres are being mevatel to this chotzer, which is a rabbin. So lechara we had before that you cannot be mevatel to a rabbin. You have to be mevatel either the yachid mevatel to everybody else, or everybody else is mevatel to the yachid. The idea that there's some people that are mevatel to some people we didn't allow before, and here we're allowing that. That's what he's saying. Abishem rabbin, aheim loakoy. It's going on the case where everybody else is being mevatel to them. But shalomer, kamal misim shin pei the aim mevatel mishus l'shnei anoshim shlo ervu. The bittul doesn't work because you still have two people which were not ma'arif together. The case where nobody was ma'arif in the chatzar. So if everybody in the chatzar, the five, six people are mevatel to the two, so four mevatel to the two doesn't work because the two still, it's two separate rishuyas on a chatzar without an eruv. So over there doesn't work. Ken l'chara gam hocha haray yeshab b'chatzar v'lo minishatu b'mavoy. There's a rabbin who wasn't mishtatev, and you come levatel lehem that we should argue such a thing. Kamashulon the kimin akaponim also a rabbi chetzeris yachad ki yachid chashibi, but they did make it a rabbi chetzeris. So the gabi this din, they function as one unit. So you're being levatel to a singular unit, and that's why that works. And that's the lashon of the mechaber. The bnei chotzer gabi mavi chashibim ki yachid bechotzer. So the Bnei Chotzer, compared to the Mavi, is the status which, and the Bnei Chotzer were Ma'arav together, function the same way one individual works in a Chotzer, one whole Chotzer works in a Mavi, like as a singular unit. Okay. Upasha da bitul yoyel rak nezeh Chotzer, shibit lo gabeid, hu yiyemutza lehoitzi mechatzer lemavi. And now, the same way before, so this Chotzer cannot carry to the Mavi, but nobody else. Regards to the Bnei, in a case where a Yochid is Mavata to the Rabbim, he can carry items out from their homes because he's an Areach. But the case where the Rabbim is Mavata to him, they cannot carry out at all because the Archim of a Rabbim does not become Archim the Gabi the Yachid. Now, the same thing over here. So the same thing over here that the multiple Chatzeris are not going to become the Archim of this Chatzer. Okay, now, Vafilu. If the bittul was not just on the rishus on the mavi, but also in the chotzer and in their bayis, the rabbin the gabi yochid lo nasa ka archim, they don't get the gabi yochid in that situation. By fila im normer linyan zeh the bnei chotzer chashibi ki rabbin homavur sham the rabbin the gabi rabbin gam ken lo nasa ka archim. So even if you'll argue, we just call the bnei chotzer like a yochid. But the guy by this din, they're not the yachid. There are many people. So, but we had a fairish before. Even that, and that's true. a rabbin to a rabbin is not a valid, or they don't become archim either. It's only a yachid to a rabbin. So they can't carry, acting as if they were, he would be allowed to carry out from their batim, etc., but they would not be allowed to carry out so the chotzer, which everybody was mevatel to, could carry out from their chotzer to the Rishus Rabbim, and could carry out from the other chotzeris to the Rishus Rabbim, not Rishus Rabbim, to the Mavui, and they could carry from the all of the Mavui is bottled to them, and now they're being mevatel to the chotzeris also, so they could carry from other chotzeris also if they wish. But other people can't.
So when it says Gamkin Nerd Loma Hanil Hutsi, that's talking about the other Chaserus who are Mavatel?
Yeah. Then he says, Kechol Meshutei Yisrael B'chotzer Imen Yehudi. So the same way we have the issues of another parallel, you have a Chotzer with non-Jews in the Chotzer, you need to get Tzchir Rishus. So if you have a Mavi, but if there's only one, Jew in the Chatzar, he does not need Schiris. So one Chatzar of Jews in a large Mavi of Goyim also will not need Schiris, because they function like a Yachid for Gabi this purpose. But to learn her, she were bereshim and shin pei beis. Then anochi oyser at you shnei bote yisraelim bechatzur. You need two Jewish homes in the chatzur. So kenem a mavi she nosa lahotzi me a chatzur the mavi she musukin belechi bekara at you shnei chateris so yisraelim the mavi. There has to be two chateris. So to get, say if there's five chateris in the mavi and only one is owned by Jews, they do not need the ruskiris from the four of the chateris of the goyim. Or of a year, Hanu Mekevaschaim. If the city is Mekevaschaim, then it's Shicha Oy Tikkun. So we solve the Tikkun problem. Kilakamei. The Yomukim Chaim and Mechal Carmel is seen because Manshen and Sukenis Belechi Bekar. So no. So the case is we had a wall. So therefore we're not the Tikkun part of it taken care of. But if there's only one Jewish Chatzah throughout the city, they would not need to get Duskiris. So if there be two chateris of Jews in the Mavui, which need to do a shituf and mavuos because they prevent each other from carrying in the Mavui, or if you have a city which is Mukim Chaim and there's two chateris of Jews, they would ask carrying in the city. So they have to do a shituf. So then we said the same way they have to be mishtatev together, they also do schiris. There's only one chotzer where they don't need, they have no need for shituf. They have no, we don't, we're not mechayev on schiris either.
What does it say? Klei habayis lemavi. Isn't it also klei hachzeros lemavi?
So that's what I told you last week. Or earlier in the week, I don't remember anymore. I think I'm wrong. That halacha of that, all of the gagas. I have Gagas, Katsaris, Kahifas. They are all considered one. Right, so we talked about from going from Gag and the Chatzeres to Chafifas. And it says, you're allowed to carry to a Gag the Karfif, is also Mutter, which is not more than a Sasayim or a Tukal Vadira. Alamovi, Shemesukin, Belechi, or Kara, feel everybody. Even if they did Ruva Chatzeres, Mutter Tal to Kalim Shashab, Sebechatzezu, the Chatzeres. Okay. We said corrected. We just clarified that point. Once there's two chateras, so they prohibit each other to carry. But if it's only one chatzar, it doesn't. There's no need for shittim in that situation. There's no need for schiris in that situation. Even though there's many, in that one chotzer, there are many batim shal yisrael. But we don that as one. So if you only have one bias in a chotzer, you don't need schiris from the goy. If you have one chotzer in the mavi, you don't need schiris from the goy. It's also the case of the city which became a scribe of the Zira. The Mokay, Balab Haki, also in Hoyosim is him years of his time, who will call Karfa from Mavur Leal Basim and Shinukas. So if the wall went up before the houses were built, that wall was not a wall which was, when it was built, it was Mukif for Dira, so that would not allow you to carry. If it's more than Basis Sayim. Okay. Some yoris we assume are mukav as the dira. Some yoris b'nim batim tchilah achdechni makiv and chamas sevivam the sarach batim mikra yedizem mukav as the dira. So you normally you build the homes then you build the wall. Mashenkin mipsarim like a fort shanu kardim shlos shenatsa lehisham rebnei oyev umukav tchilah b'chamah achakach b'nim batim b'sech. First you build the walls. The average way of doing it was you build the walls first, then you build the buildings inside. So over there you would have to know otherwise. Now, when there are two chateres Shabbat Yisrael Be'ir, then you have to rent from the goy. They weren't in the same mavi; each one was in a different mavi. So we should argue that vis-a-vis this mavi, these bnei chotzer are one person, and they do not need to be sercher from the goy to carry in this mavi. Even though the city has a big wall around it, and there are two chateres of Jews in the city, but since each one's in a distinct separate mavi, the guy in the mavi they're like a yachid, so they're allowed to be allowed to carry in that mavi without schiris from the goy. So no, Because the city is mukav chayim. So we don't look at it as distinct separate mavuos. It's one big city with all the mavuos are one. So therefore there are two chateris in this big mavoi, which once it's two chateris you have to do skiris. But if you would make some type of halachic barrier between the two, to pasim or to pesach, so if you did that, so you basically put a wall through the middle of the city. So if there's one chutzah on this side, one chutzah on that side, there's a Torah to Pesach in between. So then each one functions independently, and each one is only one chutzah amongst the goyim. There's no need for schiras. Okay. Then the Mechaber said it's not enough to rent from the Sahar ear. Even though the case was, we're talking about a case where the goy owned the houses of the city, he owned the city. He gave it to the people to dwell in Almanas, that they're going to pay a tax. So it's his houses. So why can't you rent from him? So like the Mechaber says, right, we're talking about a case where he has forfeited the right, or he's given, he either they forced it upon him, or he agreed he has no right to use the properties anymore, to store things there or to quarter troops there, etc. As long as they pay the mass, he has no right to remove them.
I'm not sure what it means. Mamuna gam ken al mishpatayim, or as the sarir was in charge of the decisions, but he means that, or he means based on the rules of their mishpat. I'm not sure what he means. Okay, now we skipped the Ramah. We'll hold on the Ramah. Let's finish off the Mishaburas on the Machaber. So skipping the Mishabura Tezvav. Now, that's Tom Akeh Sassar, who has no rights to put troops there ever. Imashas Macham. But if he has a right, when the Shas Macham is to put things there, so then you can rent from him. Which means he doesn't really have the authority. They really are deciding, and he's just their executor of what they're saying to do. So he has no authority to make this decision. So that's why he's not a valid person to rent from. So if that's true, so it's not going to work. But in a case where he's the one who makes the decisions in the city, so that's going to work from him and even from his Skir Balakita. Because included that, he would have the right to quarter troops there and use the properties. No, Mahani. And when it works to take out from the Jewish homes, even to the non, and from the non-Jewish homes as well. Okay. We'll see in that. And he can do this shalom idaitim, even against their will, without their agreement. Nowadays, the person who's the appointee of the king is valid for schiris. So the king has the authority to quarter troops without the agreement of the hosts. Now we said, once the Tsar has that right, you can call Eved, so we said then his representative will be valid as well. But there are different areas of authority. So if he's the minister which is in charge of a different part of the government, so you cannot rent from him. Who can you rent from? With the police. So they were the vehicle to execute a lot of the different things which have to be done in the States. And therefore, so it's the people which are hired for the Melech, and they have servants working for them, also works. That's part of their job, is to hire workers to get everything done. So they're under his umbrella, and the same way he has the right, the Melech has the right to be master it out, or the Mamuna has the right to master it out. Even the people under the Mamuna would also have the ability to be master it out. But I feel, but. But on the other end of the spectrum, you have people in charge of the military which don't have the right to make these decisions whether to put people in the city or not. So they were never delegated that type of authority from the Melech, so they have no power to the guy by this point.
This seems very relevant to our era.
So we usually, the mayor, this county executive, which he is the one which everybody answers to him, the police, the fire. Basically, the police, the fire, these emergency services have the right to enter into any home. So, especially the fire emergency services, they don't have to wait to get for a warrant. So they're under him, so you can rent from him. Now we skipped the remor. So this Tsar, which we said you can't rent from, because he's talking about he has a limited type of authority and he cannot store things in the homes, etc. If you want to carry into the goy's home, that you can't do based on this skiris, but to carry in the mobi you could. Because you're not really discussing going into the homes, you're discussing the rights to the Mavi. The rights to the Mavi clearly are under the authority of the government. So even if he doesn't have access into the homes, this Yeshermer holds that's irrelevant, because it's not what you're trying to be searching for them. You're not asking for rights to their homes, you're asking for rights to that, the rights of which they have. In the streets, well, the eager person who has the rights to the streets is the Sarir. He has the authority to open, close, do whatever he wants, prevent people going to that street, etc. So that clearly belongs to him. Mishabura Yudbeis, Yesharmim, the Bechetiskim HaKadim Halacha, we accept this opinion that the Rambam is saying, Lahalacha, that you don't need somebody who has the ability to go into all the homes, as long as he has the rights to the streets. So we say the Kiddush over here is bringing Kalim from the Bote Yisrael into the Mavi and carrying it there, and that's Mutter. So he can decide to move the road to somewhere else and change where it is. That's clearly under his purview. If you wouldn't mind to rent out the rights to collect a toll and part of the road, theoretically that's his rights as well to rent it out. Okay. There's a point over here I wanted to see in the real loch, but I'm not seeing it now. Yeah, right there. Sif. So the mice, on a practical level, we don't really have this problem. Case where it comes up, it's more relevant. So in a case where the Erev went down, the skiris on the Akum is still effective. So I make a Ruby Chateris in my apartment building. I don't need to be Seicher because I was already Seicher Rishus. So if I'm only getting the skiris Rishus from the Mavi part of it through the roads authority, so it wouldn't help me. I rent from the Sahir who has the rights to go into the homes and do things in the homes, store things there, etc. If that's who I'm renting from, so then that's still effective. That skiris is still effective, even though the Arab is down. That skiris is still effective, but I don't have to worry about skiris from the Alkum in the apartment building. Let's say you have a city where there's no Erev. Manhattan. But they want to carry within their apartment building. So over there, the question is, you're not going to the city to rent from them. That's ridiculous. You know, can you go to the general manager of the building, who doesn't really have a right to store anything there? He has the right to go into the houses, but he's there, like you said before, storing a refrigerator there. The refrigerators belong to the owner of the apartment building. They supply stoves and refrigerators, and when you leave, you have to leave them because they belong to. So he's storing. That's not called storing because it's there. The tzarek, not the tzarek the masker. So he has the rights to go into any one of the apartments to fix things, you know, etc. But would that be sufficient for these purposes? It's not so posh. The mice of the minig is to assume that the general manager is acceptable.
A condo might be even more common, no?
What?
But a condo, people own their individual units.
A condo would be more of a problem, right? So, but if you live in a city, you don't have the problem because you're being sacred, which has an air, and you were sacred from the city.
Right,
Does it matter if the Sarayer is Jewish? He's just fulfilling that role for the.
Because he's representing the rights over the whole city. You're renting it from him. Sarayer being Jewish, interesting question. Never thought about that. What Ruben is asking an interesting question was, let's say I want to, the same way over here, we say forget about the rights of the houses, according to the Ramah, but since he has the rights over the Rechai, that's good enough. Do we argue the same thing, he has rights over the hallways, that's good enough. Would this Ramah allow that?
At least to carry into the hallways, if not into the other apartments.
Right. So that would be relevant. I can't, help my elderly neighbor carry something into their apartment, but I could carry in the hallway. I don't know. Okay. Okay. Yisilam adorim b'thotzer yechidi v'yirsha enem yehudim shimikev eschem. So there's one chotzer of Jews in this big city, so there's no need for skiris. And now v'obru yehudim acherim derech shom b'shabbos v'nis achzen u'b'chotzer acheris. There was a visiting group of Jews who took dwelling for Shabbos at a different chatzar. So now we have two different chatzaras which have Jews in it. So like we said before, that when a person is in a reyach, it doesn't really have a ongoing rishus here, but not aser. So same way that's true with one Jew and then another Jew coming by for the Shabbos. Or a case where the multiple Jews, not even Schiris, but we're dealing with Ruba Chateris, and the Areach is just an Areach, he didn't contribute, doesn't Aser. So sending over here, it wouldn't require Schiris. Okay, Mr. Bura, Yisraelim Hadorim, Pirish. After Kami Yisraelim Dor Mechotzer, Mikom Mokim Matorim Heim Hoyo Lehoitzi Mechotzer Lemuvushal here. Even though there's a lot of Jews living in that one chotzer, so they're all one. And it's Yirmekabes Chaimu. We've solved. It's one big unit because we have a wall. So don't need anything else. If you made Yirmekabes Chaimu, or if there wasn't a wall, but they did a tikkun a mavus, whatever the lechi kar, whatever it is. And now another group of Jews came by. Would be relevant the same type of conversation if you have one Jew in a chotzer with a goy, and now a second Jew moves in for Shabbos. Fine. Then until too late, the oisah chotzer atzim with the mutarim shneim afli eruv b'lischiris reshus min akum haytime. Over there, the issue is carrying in the chotzer. Since there's only one Jew, one goy, he's allowed to carry in the chotzer without skiris and without eruv. Now, a second Jew comes as an areach, even though he lives in a different house there for Shabbos. He does not. Well, now there's Jews in two houses. You need skiris. No, you don't need skiris. Oh, you need eruv. No, you don't need eruv either. So he's looking carrying the chotzer. Let's hold it here. Let's pick up. That's Hashem.